natural. Alors que nous avons des gens, nous avons des gens. Alors que nous avons des gandal, nous avons des gandal.
Aloro kunomi demgal, flakai ko demgal. Aloro kunomi gandal, flarmo ti gandal.
Aloro kunomi demgal, flarmo ti gandal. Aloro kunomi demgal, 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 flakai ko demgal. Elo daro vino watch me in bagal, mi sano habi yodo.
If he can, the chills that go up my spine, he'll whisper, sign and cosign. There's something about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. The way he tries to explain his selling plan. Although his roots may be square, he's something right out of hair. There's something about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific floating notations, his factorial. Something about a Monroe man. I know that I'll always be a loyal fan. Smoother than vermiché, destiny made me his slave. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. He'll never turn out to be an also-ran. He's suave and tutu blaze. Wonder I am in a daze. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. There's something about a Monroe man. If he blows in my ear, I'll follow him to Japan. His voice is as clear as a bell. He's got me under his spell. I'm crazy about a Monroe man. I dig his scientific floating notations, his factorial. He's cool, but he's dynamite. His style of loving is something Boston Goodman. I'm crazy about this Monroe man.
Burn, baby!
Thank you.
papers the Chinaman gave you?
There is, Dad. Did it surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all devolved.
Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of spectation and you're projecting, you're making the show, and you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined, the light falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The artist and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen. And the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
12A63 clear. 11A21 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
1A54 clear. 1B1 standby.
12:20 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
Windby 1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, you always, it always, when you have a way of, you can't, do, thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
Yeah. 97, take one. B-10,997, take two.
You're on.
Faithful reproduction of sound. Brilliant highs and rich low notes. The vivid realism of the orchestra right here in front of you. The sound you're hearing is achieved not only by musicians, but also by the creative effort, technical know-how, and the recording industry's many priceless secrets, making your records come alive like this. Few people, except artists and technicians, are permitted behind closed doors at a recording session. But we're going to open those doors and learn how these exciting sounds are created.
Okay, boys, from the top.
The conductor begins his rehearsal, even though he's forced to hear his orchestra as an audience never will. Notice how different it is to the ears of the conductor in the studio. Even though this is the same music you heard in the overture a moment ago, now you're hearing it just as the musicians and the conductor must, completely out of balance. But inside the booth, things are beginning to happen, because balancing an orchestra is the job of the producer and the engineer. They control over a dozen strategically placed microphones. With these, they can correct a poorly balanced sound like this, where the brass overpower the orchestra. And bring every section into its proper perspective like this. Much better, but still not a sound that satisfies the producer's trained ear. For he not only balances the sections, but also every instrument within a section, each on a separate mic.
All right, let's try to get a balance on the rhythm section. How about starting with the bass?
Okay, Bob.
Sensitive, true balancing is sometimes forgotten when producers reach into their bag of tricks for special balancing techniques.
We're not getting a good dance sound. Let's bring up the rhythm.
Okay,
Record companies constantly try to startle the public with their revolutionary new sound, often ear-shattering, and sometimes a more subtle blending to create a special tone color.
You can bring up the vibes a little bit, Lowell. The vibes are good now. Let's bring in a little more clarinets. That's a little too much clarinets. Drop them a shade. Yeah, that's a lot better.
String mic, Carl. Can you find a good string spot?
Okay. Let's take the pickup to bar 13. Strings only.
Besides balancing with microphones, engineers must choose the correct type for each instrument. Here's how a microphone of the finest quality, but one normally used for piano pickup, might sound if it were mistakenly used to record strings. And now, with the proper microphone. Now that the mics are set, the engineer turns to another element, reverberation or echo, to add new dimensions. Most studios, because of rigid soundproofing requirements, produce an acoustically dead, colorless tone. By using echo chambers, the engineer can add any amount of echo, even too much, making our orchestra sound as if it's playing in Grand Central Station. But with just the right amount of reverberation, the dimension of realism is attained. Sometimes tape repeat echo can be used in place of echo chambers for special trick effects, like this. Or, for people from outer space, listen to it backwards. Other tools available to the engineer, such as equalizers and filters, can be used to alter sounds in various ways. Here, the engineer takes the sound back to 1925. Click of the switch brings us up to date. how many engineering tricks the producer uses, he still can't make a record without musicians. Striving for perfection, the orchestra is now on take 11. But because recording sessions place everyone under extreme tension, accidents can still happen.
Too bad, Carl, but it was great up to the clamp. Let's pick it up from there and we'll intercut later.
At this point, a new skill is introduced when we meet the tape editor, who splices several pieces of tape from many performances to create the one perfect master tape. Here he replaces the one bad phrase with the phrase properly played so perfectly that it will fool even the most experienced ear. The session continues. Musicians, engineers, conductor, producer, and many others have combined to create a polished performance from the crude sound we first heard. Microphone balance, equalization, reverberation, intercutting, and the many other secrets of engineering have all played important parts in reaching the finished master take.
Sounds like we have a master.
Great. Let's rewind it and hear a playback.
Rewind.
And now we're ready to hear the final product.
Rolling. B10997, take 12.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Judson Fountain.
Did you say get a little drunk and fall in jail?
Listen, I'd like to give you a... Why don't you give us a little sample of what you're going to
well,
do
I
on
did
the show.
Show. The next time I'm on your show, Frank, I won't look this bummy. I'm going to play an old man like this.
I'm coming out to get you. I'm going to kill you.
And if I'm allowed to, I'd like to have Don Costello to play the part of the drunk whipping.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Waiting for the last time. My friends change my mind. Waiting for the last drop. Seems like a long, long time. Maybe I should go back home. I sit and wait right by the phone. Brain on the porcelain throne. On my dirty, sticky floor. Some dirty, sticky floor. Oh, no one can see me. The tin man says I'm doing fine. Dirty, sticky floor.
Seems like a long life.